Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm not sure where Vinny went. He's not on the Zoom call.
I'm right here.
Are you there? Oh, great. Fantastic.
Yes, I'm right here.
Thank goodness. I get so worried when I see that you're not there.
In the middle of a little bit of a chaotic intercom thing. I'm working it out, though. Let me get my picture back up.
Nice.
Sorry, I'm using a phone for camera, which is clearly very important. But I also am using it for other things.
I see.
Okay. I'm ready to go. Oh, no, I'm not. God.
Well, more or less. You're pretty much ready. I see. Oh, hello.
There I am.
Hello, handsome.
Oh,
go
hi,
on.
Mark.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Mark. That's fine. You know, look, we're all, it's still, even though it's the 21st week of this, it's still, there's just snafus out the yin yang.
I wish I was we were a little less dependent on the cameras, but clearly it's the most important thing.
Yesterday John and I were sitting there and he was like, you know, how long do you think you'll be working from home for? And I said, you know, I don't know. I truly don't. But, when we go back, I'm going to go all computer based. I'm going to get I'll get a laptop or something. And I don't want to print stuff anymore. Like this is my organization is actually improved by like 1,000%. And it's just, I'm totally spoiled now by sitting here with everything right in front of me, and including the Zoom thing. Like I have an old iPad dedicated to the Zoom thing, so I don't have to do anything on it. Which is, you know, look, that's my own personal little thing happening, but it is a
just bragging now.
I am. I'm just bragging. That I'm all set up and I'm not printing. But I used to feel really bad about how much paper we used.
Yeah,
like reams of it a week. And now I'm like down to
almost
zero.
Almost a ream a day.
Yeah. I mean, practically, right? And half of it would just get thrown out. I wouldn't even use it. And the other half, like I make a note or two and do the story and then chuck it. Like it's, you know, it would get recycled, but still, I feel like I've saved at least two trees since I've been working from home. All right. Let's see. Celebrity Trash brought to you by face washing. Keep the maskne away by washing your face and your mask. Your skin will thank you. A lot of people wearing the mask over and over. Things got to be washed. It's got your face on it. It's got your face all over it. And like caramelized sputum all over there.
Ugh.
Wash that thing. Thank
your
you.
Your breath.
Yeah, your breath. It's all like, you know, crystalline entity on the inside of the mouth. Oh, what's this? Oh, it's my breath. Oh. Probably helps block your sputum though. So that's, I mean, maybe that's a benefit to a dirty mask. All right, here we go. The first week numbers are in, everybody. Guess who's winning? I don't know what she did worldwide, but Taylor Swift sold 846,000 equivalent copies of Folklore in the U.S., which easily scored her the number one spot on the Billboard 200 chart. It's very impressive. Nobody even knew about the album until 24 hours before it came out, although there was a lot of talk about it when it did happen. And I'm sure, you know, the Swifties were getting the message out. It was the biggest sales week for any album since Taylor's previous album, which was Lover. That just came out last September, and she sold 867,000 copies of that in its first week. So this is a slightly lower, very slightly lower amount. And before that, the only album to sell more was Taylor's previous Reputation, she's the one who sells the most. It sold 1.2 million copies in December of 2017. Logic was a distant second on the Billboard 200 this past week. His album, No Pressure, sold 221,000 in its first week. And Juice
WRLD's good.
Yeah, oh, no, it's great. I mean, if you weren't comparing it to Taylor, you'd be like, oh, wow, solid sales week, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Juice WRLD's posthumous album, Legends Never Die, dropped to third place after 2 weeks at number one. It sold about 107,000 copies, still solid. It's very good for an album that's been out 3 weeks. So congratulations to Taylor and Logic and everyone who's found a way to make money in today's new world. Most artists are not happy with the amount of money that they make on Spotify. So Spotify CEO Daniel Ek says, if you want to do better, you should work harder and churn out more content to put on Spotify. He said, quote,
wow,
unbelievable. He said, some artists that used to do well in the past may not do well in this future landscape where you can't record music once every 3 to 4 years and think that's going to be enough. The artists today that are making it realize it's about creating a continuous engagement with their fans. It's about putting the work in. Oh, because they weren't working on the next album the whole time. They weren't, you know, trying to make a perfect thing.
Well,
now they just got
to say it, but Spotify is working to become more of a content provider and might even at some point compete with radio for audience. I don't know what to say about that, where he's sitting there basically saying that, yeah, we use your we built our business on your product,
on your stuff, and we don't really pay
you
for it.
Get what you get, and that's that sucks, because held out buying music forever, and since I have switched over to this, I'm using Apple Music, but it's the same deal Spotify does, right? You just you pay a fee. And now I'm constantly going, you know what I would never have bought, but I'm adding it to my pile. I was doing it yesterday. I added the Sparks. I added Split Enz. These are old, like, you know, sort of new wave bands from the 80s that I would never
have purchased. Wouldn't have gone looking for, right.
But now I can just add them to my pile and access them freely. And it's suddenly like, oh, I guess we're never going back.
Well, I'd be very surprised if we did. I mean, this is just the way we consume music now, and kids especially. I mean, it's like the guy, while I hate what he's saying, he's not wrong. You know who's big on Spotify? People who put out a single every time they have one done. Like, you know, every other day there's a new thing from Drake, and it gets put on there, and Drake continues to be engaged with his audience.
I wonder if musicians at some point, and I don't think they can because they're all independent of each other, but maybe they need to unionize. Maybe that's the way that you have, you know, take the art back movement. Right. But otherwise, I don't see it happening.
I agree. I mean, it's just, it's too easy for people to throw stuff up there. And it's not just Spotify. It's everything. I mean,
no, I know. I'm not blaming them. I'm on Apple Music. They're the same way.
Yep. And Amazon and even SoundCloud. Where, you know, there's a whole genre of, you know, just thousands and millions probably of just unsigned artists. You can sit and just say, well, like this kind of music, boom, it pops up. Taylor Swift, back to her just really quick. She has a huge fan base, as I'm sure you're well aware. They're the Swifties. And they will go to extreme lengths to defend Taylor, even when it's really not warranted. Here's an example. Pitchfork.com. just posted a review of Taylor's new album, Folklore, and they gave it an 8 out of 10.
All right.
They gave it a great review. Like, mm-hmm. 8. 8 is very close to 10. And the site has a reputation for being kind of snobby, and they're pretty stingy with high-scoring reviews. But that was not good enough for the Swifties.
Is that
8
right?
Out of 10. Oh, yes. The writer of the review says she was bombarded with angry messages on social media. Crazed fans tweeted out her address, phone number, photos of her home. They threatened to burn her house down and kill her and sent her hexing tweets paired with satanic images of Taylor herself. In one of those, these demonic images, it was written in the Ethiopian language Amharic and said, anyone who comes after the dark queen, Taylor Swift, dies alone and will be burned forever. You will be filled with your dark fears and demons. You will never be happy and sleep well again. Taylor hasn't commented on this, but I did. I mean, if you're interested in killing some time, you can certainly find these Twitter threads and just see the kind of stuff that people are capable of. It's sort of unreal what we're capable of. It seems like you might think in your own head, like,
don't put us all in there. I know they're humans, that the ones that are doing it, but we're not all psycho Swiftie fans. I like her, all right.
Sure, she's fine. I just, I would never.
Is,
Yeah.
That's unhinged.
She gave her an 8 out of 10. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I didn't get what you were talking about at first. I'm like, I don't understand. 8 out of 10.
They're upset. Where's the problem? She didn't get a 10 out of 10.
All right.
How could they say anything? Get her! All right, let's talk about other things.
Okay.
The Go-Go's have shared their first new song in 19 years. Here is a new song from the Go-Go's. It's called Club Zero.
All right.
And here it is.
Hands up, it's a clarion call. The zero hour is upon us all. Tick tock, tick tock. The rules we made.
All right. It's not a bad song, but
no.
Is that recording awful or is that just me?
It is kind of awful. And the reason is they did it in isolation. So they have a new song called Club Zero. That's it. It's their first single in forever. It was self-produced by the group and created via email exchanges among the band members. So on August 1st, which I think was Saturday, right? The new Go-Go's documentary began on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
And which I'm going to definitely watch it. I like the Go-Go's and I've read enough stuff that Belinda Carlisle has said that I'm like, I got to see that for myself. She had some comment one time where she's like, I did so much cocaine for so many years. I don't know how I have a nose. I just don't know how. I guess. Is it?
She's basically.
Sure. Well, listen, you got money and cocaine. The cocaine never stops. I mean, just when you think you're like, I'm never doing that again. And then like 4 p.m. rolls around, you're all, oh, anybody got any cocaine?
Right.
If
you're a rock star, you know, the first version of Uber Eats was the drug dealer who brought you your coke while you were on tour. Mm. I mean, they would probably fly out or show up wherever they were saying we need our stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty well documented a lot of rock stars is that they had the stuff brought to them, which
they
made
weren't
it real
hurting
easy.
For drug access.
Right.
So if you are, do you have Showtime? You must, right? You watched.
I've got a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm sure I do. I will watch it. I love the Go-Go's. I think it's unfortunate they chose to record that the way they did because that sounds like crap. But
yeah, it sounds muddy.
It sounded like a decent song. The writing and but those performances, the guitar was completely cruddy and low.
It didn't sound great. But still, it's, you know, right. Like you said, it's not a bad song, just sounds muddy.
Just go to a studio, ladies.
Apparently on the, well, they can't because of the whole thing.
There's got to be a way they can do that, right?
Thing. I don't know. I guess so, probably. It became part of this documentary, by the way. It sounds like they not only are looking back at their career, but they were weaving in the making of this song in the documentary.
Mm, okay.
So from the early stages in the email idea to maybe because they knew there was going to be a documentary about them, they're like, they started talking and then, oh, I had this idea for a song. And I guess we'll find out when we watch the documentary. It is called The Go-Go's. So there you go, I think. Next up is Tekashi 6ix9ine, this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
He has completed his house arrest and promptly shot his new video around New York. And let everyone know where he's going to be, too, which seems super smart. He's a snitch, everybody. And that's how he's out of jail right now. Like, originally, his sentence was supposed to be, like, you know, forever. And then it looked like he got it shortened to about 2 years because the judge was saying, oh, he was very helpful. Oh, he gave us a lot of... You know, I'm sure they rounded up a bunch of these people based on what Tekashi 6ix9ine had to say. And his real name is Daniel Hernandez. He was ordered freed from a Manhattan federal lockup back in April because of COVID. He has asthma, apparently, or at least he maybe had it once. And he was like, I have that and I can't be in jail because of COVID. So he got to serve the last 4 months of his 2-year sentence at an undisclosed location out of concern that he would be a risk. He wrote on Sunday on Instagram, "I'm free." And then he went outside and said, "I'm going outside. I'm in New York City and come find me." He didn't say that exactly, but that was basically what he said. His lawyer said, yep, he finished home confinement and shot a music video in Brooklyn on Sunday. And I guess that I think it might even already be out. Is it possible? Can you see if that's out there? Because it's about female, it's lady parts. It's about that.
Yeah.
An expletive-filled song referencing female parts. Mm-hmm. He recorded with a large group of people standing in the streets, ordering at a McDonald's, driving and sitting atop moving cars all around New York. Some members of the group wore masks. Some of them also were wearing bulletproof vests, protection from everything. Mm-hmm. He said, "Who said we ain't outside? Brooklyn, this is my town. New York, this is my city. You hear me? King of effing New York. You could never do what I did and be outside, dummy." Is he talking to himself?
I don't know what to say about that. I hope that I don't wish.
No.
The stakes are too high. It's your life you're talking about. But I feel like if he snitched on gang members, that they may be just lying in wait.
I don't want to do a death pool on him, but it's a fairly safe bet. I mean, truthfully, good luck, buddy.
Two of rap's biggest stars were murdered.
Yes. And many, what do they say? Like, you don't have any street cred until you've been shot?
I wouldn't even put him in their league.
No.
But then I don't know enough about current hip hop to know if he's up there with Biggie and Tupac.
Maybe he is amazing.
I don't know. But they're both not with us anymore.
Oh, he's littering too. Oh, stop it. Jesus.
I don't know. All right. Well, I'm glad he's free. Good for him.
There's his fabulous video. That's dangerous. Great. He's sitting on the windshield of a convertible, just sort of hanging on. And they're going. That's not slow.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're a fan, there's one for you.
A lot of fancy cars, though. A lot of money, too.
Yeah, those are all nice cars.
Oh, look how happy he looks.
Stacks of money. Yep. Stacks and stacks of money. It's crazy.
Yeah, he is. His girlfriend
is a target.
Psych,
that's what he is.
Yes,
and I have to wear a helmet when I ride my dumb bike. Unbelievable.
Well,
says, "Dad, your helmet's not on. We're not leaving here until you get your helmet." Okay.
He doesn't expect to live long, is my guess, this guy. And they all have the doors open on their cars. Can you guys stop it? Please, you're so unsafe. Anyway, there you go, Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's out and about. I get him. Blink 182's Travis Barker has teamed up with Run the Jewels for a new song called Forever. So Blink 182's Travis Barker is a drummer. I'm assuming we're not going to hear his voice on this. This will be drum tracks. So this is a new Travis Barker Run the Jewels song, Forever.
All right.
Here it is.
Good Lord, Jesus Christ, have mercy. He a demon on tracks, you hit him down versus. This motherfucker, the devil, he's screaming and cursing. I'm pulling pistols in public, putting them on air.
I think we get the idea. That scares me. That's a scary one.
That's scary to you?
A little bit. It's just that guy's going to swear.
Oh, that's scary for that reason. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just,
You better never listen to Cannibal Corpse if you're scared of that, because those guys, yikes.
Well, listen, I guess I could listen to that at my house with a little bit less anxiety, but I'm not that I don't trust you but it just seems so understandable, too. Like, some of these guys, it's like, oh, he swore? I didn't even catch it. That was, really clearly stated. All right, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll do a couple fast facts for you, and the old wooden spoon makes the news, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.